Well, Beijing's children hospital has seen the number of sick children increase following days of air pollution in the capital city. Jian Ziyu is a 9-year-old girl.
My hands are red. My body has had a strange reaction too. I'm coughing a lot and my stomach is not well.
But for children like Yan, there is some relief in sight. Weather forecast, as we told you earlier, said that a cold front will sweep across the north of the country Monday night. It came in and it's helped to reduce the haze which is covering the region. The Beijing Municipal Government removed its orange colour early warning for fog and haze on Tuesday after sleet from the cold front fell across the city. Besides the light snowfall, the reduction in the number of private vehicles on the roads has also helped to improve the air quality. The PM2.5 index in Beijing has reduced steadily since the weekend, nearly tenfold, to now around 100, indicating that air quality has improved. The wave of pollution peaked on Saturday with some off-the-chart levels which shrouded Beijing's skyscrapers in a thick grey haze. Expected to last through until Tuesday or Wednesday, it was the severest smog since the government began releasing figures on PM2.5 particulates last year.